Hello, everyone. My name is Chloe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my first show back. I'm subbing a show right now. I just saw it come up, and I was like, why don't I hop back in? But the new schedule just came out, so I just want to let everyone know that my new show, Tuolumne Tunes, will be every other Wednesday at 2 p.m., so make sure to tune in to that. So forgive me if I'm a little rusty, but our first song, and not to be a completely, like, just feed into the white girl stereotype, but it is going to be Taylor Swift, and I apologize for that in advance. However, I think this song is actually, like, good independent of it being Taylor Swift. I don't really consider myself a Swiftie, so, like, this isn't me just, like, trying to promote her in any way possible, but this song is off of her newest album, Midnights, off the deluxe version, or the 3 a.m. version, and it is the last song on the album. I think it serves as a really, really good conclusion to what I think is one of her best albums. I really, really enjoyed Midnights. It's called Dear Reader. I will play it for you right now, actually. Enjoy.
Take advice from someone who's take advice from someone who's falling apart. Never take advice from someone who's falling apart. So I wander through these nights. I prefer hiding in plain sight. My fourth drink in my hand. These desperate prayers of a cursed man spilling out to you for free. But darling, darling, please, you wouldn't take my word for it if you knew who was talking. If you knew where I was walking to a house, not a home, all alone, cause nobody's there. Where I'm pacing my pen and my friends found friends who care. No one sees when you lose, when you play in solitaire.
Second there, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. Then we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. In my suitcase.
Okay, so that was Dear Reader by Taylor Swift, and then West Coast by Coconut Records. Dear Reader, going back to the first song I played, is just one of my favorites in general of hers, but especially right now, I've just been listening to it on repeat. I don't know, I just feel like her voice sounds so good with like all the synth around her, and I don't know, it's just really been entrancing me lately. And then West Coast by Coconut Records, it's kind of been one of those songs that I feel like I always knew, but I never listened to on purpose. Like, it just always kind of came on, and I would just, like, hear it and be like, oh, that song's really good, but I'm really feeling it right now. I'm missing my West Coast. I'm missing California. I am loving being here at Tufts for the new semester. It's just been so exciting to, like, see everyone again, but California is definitely where my heart is. And I definitely relate to that song, and I will return to the West Coast at some point. It's kind of a segue from that. I did spend my whole summer in the West Coast, up near Yosemite National Park, working at a camp that I went to as a camper for a long time. And so this next section of my hour today is going to be songs that I listened to on repeat while I was there, working with campers and like living my best life, enjoying nature. The first one coming up is Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast. My friend Ronnie showed me this song. Shout out Ronnie if you're listening. But this song is just like the epitome of like happiness, carefree, and just loving the present moment. And so I hope you all enjoy. It's definitely one of my favorites. I'll play a few more after that and then I'll come back and chat again. So, yeah, here is Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast.
Up in in the morning and your hip is twist the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're heading down the road in your taxi for four, and you're waiting outside Jimmy's front door, but nobody's in and nobody's home till four. So you're sitting there with nothing to do, talking about Robert Riger and his motley crew. And where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing a song, thinking this is the life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is just the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing a song, thinking this is the life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is just the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you wake up in the morning and your head is twist the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is twist the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is twist the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is twist the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep?
Okay, hello. So just to review, that was Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast, and then This is the Life by Amy McDonald, and then 1901 by Phoenix. And those songs just really remind me and take me back to the summer, and again, the feeling of being just carefree and warm and in the sun, and just like appreciating your life. Especially the middle song we listened to, This is the Life by Amy McDonald. That song just like makes me want to like have a tambourine and like hit it against my hip. Like it just gives me like I am living, I'm like a woman. It's just, it's everything. It's all the energy I need. And I first heard that song at camp, I was on a backpacking trip with my campers, and we had just gone swimming the whole day. We've been swimming in the Tuolumne River. Like, it was so hot out, and the water was freezing cold, and we had jumped off the cliffs, and it was just so fun. And they were down chilling by the beach with my friend Addie, who is my co-counselor, and I was with the backpacking leader helping make dinner. And she was just playing music, and we were just like chopping vegetables, and that song came on, and I was like, wow, like that just encapsulates the whole moment. And that, it just really, it touched me, and so I needed to share it with you guys. I still listen to it now, trying to like bring that energy back into my life now that school has started. But yeah, and then 1901 by Phoenix, just a classic song, gets you hype, gets you excited for what you're about to do. And I love that one also. Yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that. So the next section, which I don't know why I'm saying sections, because that's only the real section that I had, was those three songs. So now we're just gonna go into songs that like I feel like playing. Yeah, so the first one up is Strawberry Swing by Coldplay. Now there is a way better version of this song by Frank Ocean, but it's not available on Spotify. But just know, like, listening to this, like, afterwards, after my show's over, so at, like, 5:01, like, look up Frank Ocean Strawberry Swing on YouTube. It's part of his Nostalgia Ultra album that's not available on Spotify, but it is so good. But this Coldplay one does it justice, I think. So, yeah, it'll be Strawberry Swing by Coldplay, and then a few more poppy hits, and, yeah, then I'll come back, and we'll chat a little bit more. So, here is Strawberry Swing by Coldplay.
Thank you. I came to the beach, I stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how they are floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am, next to you. The sky is more blue in Malibu. As we're walking, I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here talking. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change, and it'll be us just for a while. When I make a wish, just run away with the fish. Is it supposed to be this high all summer long? I never would have believed you if 3 years ago you told me I'd be here writing this song. But here I am, next to you. Sky so blue in Malibu, next to you in Malibu, next to you. Ah. Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning and you're there to save me, and I wanna thank you with all of my heart. It's a brand new start, a dream come true in Malibu.
Okay, so hi again. Yeah, that was, oh god, what just played? Okay, it was Strawberry Swing by Coldplay, and then Malibu by Miley Cyrus, which is just like a summer classic. Like, if you don't like that song, you're lying. I don't care if you say you don't like pop and you don't even like that song. Like, that song is so good. And then we had Harvest Moon by Poolside, which is obviously originally by Neil Young. And it's not on Spotify, which is so upsetting, but I think Poolside does a really good kind of, like, lo-fi. I don't know if it's lo-fi, like, just, like, chill remix of it. I don't know. I really like that one, and it's, like, I like that it's kind of long, so you can kind of just, like, have a good, like, longer than 5 minute, like, chill song. I don't know. I really like that. So, anyway, it is now time for our hourly PSA. If you enjoy harvesting fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. Super exciting. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. So, yeah, grow your own plants, whatever plants you choose to grow. Yeah, so the next section, I don't know why I keep saying section, but the next section of the show is dedicated to Sylvie, my roommate. She is working hard in the Interfaith Center right now, working for the chaplaincy, and I just know she needs this in her life. So shout out, Sylvie. Just, you know, keep up the grind. Like, keep doing what you're doing. So this section is dedicated to her because we've been recently bonding over Radiohead, which is, like, kind of embarrassing because, like, Radiohead is incel music or whatever, but it's actually really good. Like, it's popular for a reason. So the first song I'm going to play is Weird Fishes / Arpeggy off of their In Rainbows album. This is my favorite Radiohead song. And then I'll play Sylvie's favorite Radiohead song, which is No Surprises. I think that's what it's called. No Promises or No Surprises, something like that. You'll hear it, and, you know, you can check to see what the actual name is, and I'll come back and say it at the end, and then maybe I'll play a little bonus in there, and then it will maybe be time to wrap it up and play the last few songs. But yeah, we're entering our Radiohead section, so put your femcel glasses on, take your red pill, and let's go.
Mm-hmm. When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, May she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Hello again. So this is where our story begins to end. Just a quick refresh. That was Weird Fishes / R. Peggy by Radiohead, No Surprises by Radiohead, and then I snuck a little Simon and Garfunkel. Oh my gosh. Simon and Garfunkel in there with April Come She Will, which is just such a sweet little song. Only not less than 2 minutes, but I really love it. And yeah, so I just really enjoyed doing this sub show today. I hope everyone listening enjoyed it. Just sharing some music that I've been listening to recently. These are all like really, really recent favorites. What I want to end on is a song that's really special to me, and we're going to return to the camp theme. Sorry if I talk about it too much. I know. But this song I've been listening to, and it's been associated with camp for a long time, because for a long time, my counselors would play it on their phone or play it on guitar before we went to bed every night. And at the end of the summer, this past summer, I got the amazing, amazing opportunity to be co-counselors with my best friend, Addie, who I met at camp 10 years ago, and we've been friends ever since. And so before our campers went to bed, Addie knows how to play guitar, so we would play this song, and we had the lyrics written down on like the back of a schedule or something, and we're not singers, but we would sing it, and I would do like low and she would go high. And I don't even know if they liked it. Like, I hope they liked it, but honestly it was like more for us than it was for them. But we would sing it, and yeah, we wouldn't even do the whole thing because like we couldn't do the whole bridge. But anyway, it's besides the point. It was super, super special that I got to do that for my campers, and I got to do it with one of my best friends. And so yeah, I wanted to end this on that note. Very peaceful. The song is Cherry Wine by Hozier. I'm sure many of you have listened to it before. But I love it. The guitar is so beautiful. It's such good plucking. And yeah, it's just all around great song. So that is going to be the last song we hear today. I hope if you're listening, you enjoyed the hour that I was playing. And I hope you guys all tune in to my new show this semester, Tuolumne Tunes, which again is every other Wednesday at 2 p.m. starting this week. Yeah, this is Chloe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Cherry Wine by Hozier, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
what she loves, like sleep to the freezing. Sweet and right and merciful, I'm all but washed in the tide of her breathing. And it's worth it, it's divine. I have this some of the time, the way she shows me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry wine.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene.